This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Here we are, flowers in the air. It's a Monday, June 6th. I say that because I would like there to be sweetness and light in the world. Jay Kirshner is here with me on the Good Day program. But we have ourselves so wrapped up in this story, and the story continues. Shoot 'em up. Here, there, yeah. Mass shootings. So what are our listeners saying about all this, Jay?
Yeah, and that's the thing, Doug. Like you said, we want there to be sunshine and the fun stuff, but we can't not talk about this. And we're just thankful that you want to join in on the conversation. Do so. Colleen Maxey Smith says, there's something terribly wrong with our people. Why are people killing our own people? I feel like there's something we're missing here. It's the quote-unquote why. Not wrong. Yeah. That is a great question. Why? Why does this keep happening?
Well, we ask the question, and it just doesn't, there's nothing that comes from even these discussions. So I have a remedy for getting out of these discussions in a second, but let's get into some more of the comments from social media on these mass shootings first, though, Jay.
So there are some comments that are talking about maybe stop reporting on it. Oddball says maybe stop reporting on it until all of the facts have been gathered. At this point, it just feels like it's fear-based for political reasons. And
not
the details seem to
social
yeah.
media.
Oh, for sure. And the details seem to fade away after a couple of days or until there's something else to cause fear in the masses. Dave Irvinam kind of touches on that, also saying stop putting it all over social media, giving other quote-unquote nut jobs an idea. Linda Sanchez says, I agree, people are copycats. There's something to say for that, people who are trying to get notoriety, maybe. John Perichol says there are more shootings. Crazies attract more crazies. Studies prove it. But, drumroll, they wouldn't be able to do it without guns.
Mm-hmm.
Krista Ann says listening and talking about the mass shootings. In Ames, Iowa, last week, a man went into a church and killed two young women who attended Iowa State University before turning the gun on himself.
What? They're in there praying. What? What are you mm-hmm. doing? So, as this goes on and on and round, Perichol has got an interesting thought. I'm not disagreeing with it, but how do you get the guns away from people at this point? It's ingrained. It's a part of our fabric and society, according to the Constitution, allows it. And so this all gets ramped up into much mm-hmm. more of a frenzy. Having a gun, I don't want to have a gun. I have a license. I belong to the NRA, but I don't have a gun. I don't want to have, people have guns around, and I've used guns to kill animals on my farm. Don't like doing it, but I've done it because my animals were endangered by attackers. So you do what you have to protect that which is yours. People say, well, mm-hmm. see, that's what we mean. I have my guns because I want to protect me and my family from whatever. And so we go into, you know, I want to have a gun in a movie theater. I remember once an incident took place and some guy stopped a shooting in a movie theater because he had a gun. I don't remember when it was. It's been a few years, mm-hmm. but I remember that. And then I look at what the Connecticut General Assembly is doing. After Sandy Hook, they established a gun violence and children's safety task force, holding public hearings and delivering proposals for gun control and school safety. Okay, so they had all of those hearings. They did all that work, but they didn't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the...
And a lot of these shootings, people are getting their guns illegally, but there's also a lot that are getting the guns legally. The Tulsa shooting at the hospital, that gentleman got his gun
legally. Where did that 12-year-old kid get his gun?
He stole it illegally from his father, who had it legally in a lockbox, but he knew how to get into it.
Why did the kid know how to get into it?
That wasn't part of the story. That was
I don't know.
But also think about
how
this,
that
people
kid
who
knew
have
how to
guns.
Get into it. Yeah.
Yeah. and what kind of lockbox it was. But people who have bought their guns legally and they're out and about somewhere and they have their gun on them and they're about to go into some place that says you cannot bring guns in here, strictly prohibited. So they put it in their glove box and they forget to lock the glove box, or somebody breaks into the car and breaks into the glove box and then
that's
boom,
on them.
That gun's stolen. It's almost like, what is the true answer? Because doesn't seem like removing guns is going to do anything at this point, because there's already so many out there, both legally and illegally.
Mm, yep. So let me turn your attention then to another, because the gun thing is almost a religion. It's we become, you know, you wonder how religions get started. It's mass movements. I equate the Trump movement to a mass movement. I relate the electric car thing to a mass, like environmentalism. And it's the positive and the negatives, but there's almost a religious zealotry to that. So how about we use that same effort, that same attention, that same energy when it comes to dealing with inflation, or more specifically, what to do about the price and availability of gasoline. You remember what Joe Biden said, whether it was a slip of the tongue or not, the business about, well, it's going to hurt for a while, the price of gasoline, but it'll get sorted out. The clear inference was, we're going to push people into electric cars. Where does this guy, is he smart or is he dumb? And I guess I ask that question because when you really think it through, the idea of having electric cars doesn't really solve a problem. It doesn't in the short run for sure. Or whether it even does in the long run remains to be sure because of other. It's the whole idea of this. There's a passionate religion that's been built around environmentalism. And so, okay, we're going to have cars that run on electricity. That's swell. But in the meantime, we don't have enough cars that run on electricity. We still have cars that run on petroleum. Today, we need diesel fuel. We need gasoline. We need more drilling. We need more availability of the product, so that the price goes back down to where it ought to be, so that there's a decent profit in it for, I mean, I think there ought to be some legislation against the oil companies for gouging the hell out of us, because they're doing that in addition to the inflation. I mean, that's about as un-American as you can get.
And the more drilling that you touched on, that's another touchy subject where people feel very passionately about one way or the other.
But what do they really know about? I understand that they're passionate about it, but do they really have the facts to back up? And then, of course, you can say, well, one person's facts, another person's fiction. And that's why I went back to that study that was done by NASA and NOAA back 4 million years ago. I got to find that because it was in my mind and I didn't put my hands on it quickly. At any rate, think about if you really want to influence your own health, well-being, and I say health because people worry, okay, how am I going to pay my mortgage? How am I going to make my car payment? If I'm paying all this money for gasoline, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And it's really a conundrum, frankly.
Ride your bike if you can, or carpool more.
Ride your bike. I love riding bikes.
I feel like people don't carpool enough anymore.
No, they do. Well, they don't go to work anymore. They stay at home.
Burning up more energy. Because they can't afford the gas to get to work. Yeah,
but you burn up more energy because electricity is on. It's a round robin, isn't it? 14 after the hour in a moment, the latest on monkey pox. Good, Doug. Monkey pox. There are some variants. Oh, this ought to be good. Right after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Half the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, and this is Jay Kirshner along the new monkeypox variants. Here we go. 2 genetically distinct monkeypox variants. Excuse me, I've been out on a tractor all weekend plowing and mowing, and so the pollen. I walked into the house last night, and the pollen on the counter, as it come in the front door, It was so thick I could move it with my hands. We're all breathing this stuff. Anyway, back to monkeypox. There are 2 versions apparently now. The Center for Disease Confusion has not sequenced all 22 confirmed cases yet. 2 of them found to be genetically similar to an infection in a Texas man who traveled to Nigeria last year. Both are in people who came back from Africa, a woman in Virginia, a man from Florida. The rest of the sequenced cases resemble the genetic code of cases in Europe and an infection last year in a Maryland resident who traveled to Nigeria. Hello, you don't have to be a brain servant. Stay the hell away from Africa. That's it.
No. Well, you know, and the two genetic variants or whatever that they're finding, it's raising the questions as to how long monkeypox has been circulating outside Africa and how transmissible it really is. There's nearly 900 monkeypox cases that have been reported outside Africa since early May. 22 of those cases in the U.S., but the CDC is really kind of starting to look at how long has this been going on outside of Africa that nobody caught.
Well, here's a person that was infected because he has a pet prairie dog. So does that mean he got bitten by it? There's no human-to-human transmission that has been reported anywhere. So what the hell are you doing with a pet prairie dog and the dog bites you? Hello?
Yeah, that was back in 2003 when there were, the Western Hemisphere had 47 U.S. cases. I thought there were 2 confirmed human-to-human cases now in the U.S.,
I don't know, but it isn't the coronavirus, so let's give it a rest. It's going to be there, it's there, and that's it. All right, let's go back to 1997, shall we, for a moment? The story of
Calitrin. I like it. That was a good year.
It was a good year because Calitrin was born. Calotrin. Calitrin was born, and now, since then, 25 years later, so many millions of people have protected their body, their health, the natural way. You've lost weight. You've used Calitrin to help you lose the weight, and then you've used Calitrin to keep the weight off. Now there are 3 different ways to get it. You get 3. You have powder, you have capsules, you have liquid. All, you can mix them all up if you want. And right now, 1 more week of the Memorial Day special, unlimited buying of, let's say you buy 3, you get 3 free. Buy 30, you get 30 free. This is a fabulous way for you to support yourself, get enough to last you forever, and you can pay for it over time. Do they have payment problems? This is a fabulous American company. Check it out, toploss.com. Use the code Doug or Doug Steffen when you check out for free shipping. 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
About 23 after the hour, Tech Talk. No, it isn't Tech Talk. What is this? Oh, this is all the different jargon. This is our time to go through some of your comments, some thoughts from social media, and find out what's going on with the celebrities. Mandy Moore has some news we'll talk about right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so let's get to this story from Mandy Moore. What is the? She has one child. Now she's going to have another one? Is that the deal?
She is, yeah. She made her pregnancy announcement over the weekend with her firstborn son, Gus, who's 15 months old, wearing a shirt that read Big Brother. And she posted about it. Her husband, who's a musician, Taylor Goldsmith, also posted the same photo with his own special announcement just about how excited he is to... It's been great watching her become a mother of one. It's going to be super exciting watching her become a mother of two. And they actually hit the road for her tour. His band, Dawes the Band, is also part of Mandy Moore's backup band for her touring that she's doing for her, was it In Real Life album that drops in May?
Is she in This Is
so,
Us?
Yeah, she was the mom. She was the only actor that was in pretty much almost every storyline, every time jump that they did, because the father, Milo, he died in a, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the series, house fire. And then everybody else, even if the characters were throughout the different time jumps, it was different actors because it was the kids and then the teens and then the adults. So she was really the only actor on that show that played the same character throughout. So she was busy. She was very busy.
Yeah. All right, Sean McVay, no relation to your dad, your mom, or you, the coach of the Rams, has married his fiancée. How do you pronounce her name?
Veronica Komen.
Komen.
Yeah, she's Ukrainian. And they've been together since I think like 2016 is when they made it like quote unquote Instagram official and he started popping up on her social media. They got engaged in 2019 and so he's having a good year. They just got married.
I think that Eastern European women are beautiful. Some absolutely beautiful faces, and whether you're Russian or whether you're Ukrainian, Czechoslovakian, there's something about maybe it's the wholesomeness of their appearance. But I haven't seen a picture of this lady, but I'm guessing that she's very cool. Let's see here. Just a second, Tony Bennett, just acknowledgement. Apparently, over the weekend, some people saw him in a wheelchair. His wife was pushing him around Central Park. Just holding a good thought for the guy. That's all. I just think about him and what he's all about, how fabulous he is. So hold a good thought for Tony Bennett, will you? 28 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will face a vote of no confidence on Monday. Party official Graham Brady.
That vote will take place this evening in the House of Commons between 6 and 8 o'clock. And we will announce the result shortly thereafter. There will be arrangements for proxy votes for any colleagues who can't be present in person in Westminster, and we'll notify colleagues of those arrangements in the near future.
If 180 Conservative lawmakers, a simple majority, vote against Johnson, he will cease to be the leader of the governing Conservative Party. A federal judge has denied an Arizona prisoner's bid to delay his execution in the 1984 killing of 8-year-old Vicki Hoskinson. A U.S. district judge keeps on track Wednesday's scheduled execution of Frank Atwood, who argued the state's death penalty procedures would violate his constitutional right against cruel and unusual punishment. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Liz Cheney in Wyoming's only congressional seat has been at odds with President Trump as she tried unsuccessfully to impeach him. The Wyoming Republican Party voted shortly afterward to censure Representative Cheney. Some Wyoming Republicans want Cheney out, and Trump endorsed Harriet Hageman in. Here is candidate Hageman on Newsmax over the weekend.
And I have to say that that rally was an experience of a lifetime. I don't know if you've ever attended one of President Trump's rallies, but that was my first one. And it was exciting to have him. He was welcomed by all of Wyoming. We broke the record for that facility. There were over 11,000 people in the room when he took the stage, and boy, he delivered. Having his endorsement has been very important because we are an America First state. We're a Wyoming First state, and we're an America First state. We believe in enforcing our borders. We're fed up with the inflation. We're fed up with the policies of the failed Biden administration. And Donald Trump gave us a taste of what it could have been like had he been reelected.
Stocks, the dollar, and crude oil are flat but holding steady Monday as investors position themselves for more direction on interest rates and the economy from a string of central bank meetings next week. The European Central Bank meets on Thursday, though it is not expected to begin raising rates until July. With rate setters at the United States Federal Reserve and Bank of England, they'll be getting together next week. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
June 6th is upon us. It's 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I am said Doug Steffen. Questions and answers. I send all of my questions to Jay. And now I'm waiting for answers. Jay Kirshner is here. The question comes, I'm noticing that the more we focus on social media, the more questions and interplay we have, which is kind of cool. I have one here, and I want you, though, to lead off with this thought from this professor, the lady named Julia, who's listening to us in Newport News, Virginia. What is she interested in, Jay? This is pretty, I'm interested in finding an answer to the question, actually, for her.
Yeah. She would like to hear a discussion on workplace and government policies that do or don't support the family. She gave some examples, workplace attendance policies that don't allow parents to, quote unquote, be there for their children. There's the working spousal surcharge and health insurance. Her daughter-in-law is a nurse at a hospital in Virginia, and the hospital charges her an additional $200 per month for health
insurance.
See, I don't
get this.
Because her husband...
I don't understand this. She pays $200 a month more because her husband could carry his own... I don't get that.
Because her husband's... what I took from it is that her husband's on her health insurance, because typically when you are the employee, it doesn't cost that much to have health insurance through your company. However, if you add your spouse to your health insurance, it costs a lot more. It doesn't even cost that much to add your child. So, for instance, my husband, we're on his health insurance. It's very affordable for him. It's still affordable to add Matt to his insurance. But the second he added me to the insurance, it's a couple extra $100 a month. And it really is astounding. She also points out that her daughter-in-law works under a three strikes and you're out attendance policy. She has a newborn at home, mind you, which also kind of goes in conversation in hand with the whole maternity or lack of maternity and paternity leave for that matter.
See, this is the business of, is this regional? Would this happen in the Northeast? Would this happen at Mass General? Or would it happen at Cedars, or would it happen wherever, at Chicago Med, as far as that's concerned? The kinds of things that seem to not make sense. You hear the story and you go to yourself, huh? How does that make any sense? It doesn't. I mean, I understand how these people, especially in the world of hospitals, it's just like every other damn business in America, overtaken by huge conglomerates that are. We have a situation in my hometown in Framingham, Mass., where the hospital wants to close its cancer treatment center, and the nearest place would be Boston or Worcester to go if you need cancer treatment, chemo, whatever other things, if you're having conventional treatment. They want to shut it down because it doesn't make any money. The hell with whether it services people. So it's gotten to the point, I believe in, there are a lot of things that are done by the public sector that ought to be done by the private sector. But then there ought to be rules as to how big any of these individual companies, like, for example, the radio business. When Markey, who was a congressman at the time in 1996 from Massachusetts, he's now a senator, he led the fight to change what was called the Telecommunications Review Act of 1996 that gave the companies like Verizon and AT&T the ability to monopolize their businesses. And in the same stroke of a pen, which the president at the time signed, Clinton signed it, the radio business changed forever, allowing radio companies to buy up as many stations as they wanted. So we've got three companies, basically, maybe four, you could argue, that control three-quarters of the radio stations in the country. It's not right. It's just wrong. And so you look at all of these things, the hospital business is becoming the same thing. And so... I'm with this woman. I understand what her concerns are. I don't know, you know, what the suggestion is. One of them is to keep the hospitals from becoming these mass mega merger opportunities for just big bean counters. And that's what they've become.
Well, right. Especially with the maternity and paternity leave, because it's very important for the quote-unquote fourth trimester, the first 3 months after childbirth, for that bonding time. And also, women who go into labor, that's a big deal. That is a lot on the body. Even just pregnancy alone is a lot on the body. But then think of C-section. That's a major surgery. And without maternity leave or any kind of health insurance, the woman is expected to bounce back into the office the second she's out of the hospital. How does that make any sense?
It makes no sense at all. All right, here's listener Richard Kingsbury, who says he was not aware that military bases are changing their name. As a matter of fact, he wasn't even sure why they were changing the name for several bases. Apparently, there is a study going on right now, a naming commission, putting forth names to replace military installations like Fort Lee, named after Robert E. Lee, and Fort Bragg, named after Confederate General Braxton Bragg. These are now becoming politically incorrect. Okay, I get the argument, but we all know Fort Bragg. We all know the various installations named after Robert E. Lee, who was a great strategist, a great general. Yeah, okay, so he led the fight. I never thought his heart was in it. When I was studying this in college, I did a whole semester on the Confederate War, on the Civil War, and the Confederacy to understand more what their gripes were. I mean, I understand the whole thing about slavery, got that, but then there are other things that led to them doing what they did. But to fast forward to, we got this mania, we got to change the name of everything because it's politically incorrect. So, okay, let's give that part of the argument to the people who are advocating for it. But then, what are we studying? What are we looking at? What are the names that are being put forth? All right, one of them is Dwight Eisenhower. Okay, all for that. Let's do that. Then we go down the list of women who've been in service. Yep, I'm for picking out some names of important women who are in the service. Also, I'm in favor of ever since that movie about the Tuskegee Airmen, seeing how mistreated they were, I guess I become a little more sensitive to people who are black. And then there's the Latino thing. I'm not a big, this sounds the way it sounds, I'm going to say it, and I really, yeah, I do care, but I'm not going to not say it because it may sound like it's politically incorrect. I'm a little put off. No, not a little put off. I'm a lot put off by this movement to change everything to Hispania, if you will. And maybe it's because I'm just tired of being put into positions where people who have Hispanic surnames or who are working in instances where there is a relationship between them and people who don't speak Spanish, that is many people, and Jay and I talked about this off the air, a legitimate concern, I suppose, for us being the only country where you really don't have more than one language that's taught or spoken. Now, I know Spanish is taught because I took it. I know French is taught because I took it, and it still is in the schools because I know what's going on in the schools. So then what is this? I don't know. If you're in the Southwest, you have a different feeling about this. I get it. But in Chicago or in my neck of the woods, where there may be people who have a lot going for them who are of various national origins, it just seems to me, I think, and I've said this before, the Black Lives Matter movement was necessary. The George Floyd thing set us on a path of righting some of those wrongs. Now I think the pendulum has gone too far. It's becoming almost silly. And then, you know, so we're going to have the same thing with Latinos. We have folks who have been abused of Latino descent. So now we're going to let them all into the country because we feel badly that we've been abusive to, or we took over, we stole from them California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. That's what they say, and maybe there's something to it. But at this point in time, can we bring ourselves into 2022 and get a focus? Like last week we talked about that moron Newsom in California introducing legislation in the California House and Senate to pay reparations to people who are black because they're black. Huh? What sense is that? The people who are black in California today were never slaves, and the people who are taxpayers in California today never owned slaves. So why would you ask the people who are taxpayers who never owned slaves to pay people who never were slaves for the problems of 150 years ago? It's ludicrous.
I get where it's coming from. It is the wrong avenue to take to right the wrongs, but there are a lot of people who have been victims of a broken system that is still trying to correct itself. And in regards to the language barrier, the U.S., yes, the most common language is English, but the U.S. doesn't have a national language. We're one of the few that don't have national languages, and even though Spanish and French are taught in the schools, we still maintain that it's pretty much most of us can only speak fluently one language, and that is English, where other countries, it's an average and typical and a social normal, most, if you want to use that phrase, to speak fluently 3+ languages. Most friends that I have or people that I know that were born out of this country, they are very fluent in English as well as 5 other languages.
Well, that becomes a priority to discuss for all of us, frankly, a priority whether or not we are, whether that's what we want our school systems to be teaching. That's up to us to make that happen, frankly. Don't forget our Good Day download every day at gooddayradioshow.com. You get the best, the essence of our conversations. That's Good Day Radio Show or at Good Day on Air.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This kind of stuff drives me nuts. This is a sweet, nice little song for a horrendously horrible movie. And so I know Chucker won't see it that way. Chuck Curry is here with Doug and Jay. So this is the theme from Poltergeist. Name one redeeming thing about that movie, please, Chucker.
Very good movie.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, right. The two of you.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
A couple days ago, this week in movie history, June 4th, actually, 1982, or the weekend, Poltergeist hit theaters, became a big hit. A week later, they released E.T., another studio, two Spielberg films. Actually, Spielberg produced Poltergeist. The director was Tobey Hooper, who directed the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in the 70s.
Great.
Although a lot of people say Spielberg took the project over, and you could see his footprint all over Poltergeist. A lot of the shots feel very much like a Steven Spielberg movie. But a great entertainment, big, big hit at the box office. E.T. was even better. But what a great year, 1982, for Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, well, he got his chops, get moving along. That's good. All right, so this weekend, the box office story remains Tom Cruise, right?
It does. I mean, here's the thing. Last week, Top Gun did $156 million opening weekend, 4-day Memorial Day, but the first 3 days was $123 million, Friday to Monday. This weekend, Top Gun did $86 million Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's just a fall off of 36% week to week. That's an incredible hold, which tells you people want to get out. They want to see a big movie or a nostalgic movie, something they want to see. They went to movie theaters, $291 million overall domestically in the first 10 days. Of release. Now, before I get onto the other totals, which Top Gun basically dominated, but this Friday, this is where we are in over the next month. This Friday, you got Jurassic World Dominion. That's going to be a big movie. A week later, you got Pixar's Disney's Lightyear, which is a prequel to the Toy Story movies. That's going to be a big film. Week after that, 24th, more sophisticated movie-going fare, Elvis, which has gotten really good buzz.
I see that, yeah.
From the Cannes Film Festival. That's the 24th. A week later, you got the animated movie Minions, which is the third entry in that animated franchise. And then I think a week later, you got Thor, Love and Thunder. So the next month at movies is going to have good movies, or you know, movies that people want to see in theaters. It's not like the 80s where you're getting two, three big movies a week, but we're going to have to take what we have. As we get into August, the pickings are going to be a lot thinner, which sort of stinks. And I hate the fact that some of the studios bumped some of their holiday November, December releases to next year, like what Warner Brothers did with the Flash movie, which is evidently getting great notices in test screening. So we'll see how this all plays out. But I think for the next month, box office is going to be pretty good.
Yeah. All right. So today is, somebody just called me to remind me, National Drive-In Movie Day.
Oh,
June
cool.
6th anniversary of the first.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story. There's a drive-in about 40 minutes from me called the Mahoney Valley Drive-In, which is very popular. They only screen 35mm prints. They get a lot of celebrity B actors and actresses coming down to sign autographs. It's a very popular place and one of the best drive-ins in the United States. I've only been to a drive-in movie theater once when the remake of The Karate Kid came out. Me, my wife, and daughter were driving home, and it was sort of in an obscure area. And there was no gas station. We're running out of gas. I got out of the car, waved the truck down, and said, "Get me to the nearest gas station. I'm going to have to walk home."
That's a good story.
Yeah.
This is, by the way, back to 1932 in the first drive-in movie.
Wow.
This fellow who cooked up the idea, Richard Hollingshead, opened up the first one. He said he created it for seniors who found it hard to comfortably sit in movie theaters. So he made a small drive-in theater for his mother and his driveway, placed a big screen in his backyard with a Kodak projector on his car.
Yeah.
Here's
the positive and negative for drive-ins for me. It's cool to be outdoors, and you get really good crowds. The ones that are popular, very popular. But the thing I don't like about them is that when you're sitting in your car with you and maybe two other people, the collective experience is not there, laughing, applauding.
No.
As
right.
you were, as you would be inside a movie theater with 100-plus people. So, you know, so I'm sort of mixed on drive-ins, but I'm glad they exist.
The biggest drive-in could accommodate 3,000 cars at one point
wow.
in time. That's pretty huge. Wow.
That is very big.
All right, Chucker, thank you. Chuck
thank
Curry
you.
Here with Jay and Doug at 59 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.